Sunday night for halacha. Tonight, just a very, very brief discussion, not discussion, a very brief statement about one of the mitzvahs t'midiyos, which is Avos Hashem. And what you find in the Rishonim is that rather than talk about what it means, Avos Hashem, and what you're supposed to feel, and what does Ahava mean, but they tell you how to achieve it. So if you just follow what the Rishonim say, how to achieve it, so then you'll reach it, and you won't have to philosophize about what it means. So the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, talks about studying nature, studying the natural world. This includes everything that the Chavis Halvavos talks about in Shara HaBechina at length. It talks about observing nature, whether it's science or whatever it is, the laws of science, biology, the chachma and the complexity that's involved in every little piece of the world. So if you study it, you will develop Avos Hashem. When you see how he's made them and how everything works and how it's put together, etc. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei Torah. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Chinuch and the Bir Halacha and Siman Aleph bring down that it's through learning, based on the Sifra, that it's through learning, and the same dynamic will happen. We're not talking about that you manage to do Shnayim Mikavecha Targum. We're talking about you learn and you study. And the more you learn and the more you become knowledgeable in Torah, the more you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you will develop Avos Hashem as you see, again, the complexity and the whole picture and the halachas, whatever it happens to be. As you delve into it and you see the lomdus of it and the correctness of it, the yosher of it, you will develop thereby Avos Hashem. That's the second way. The third way, the Ramban and Chumash says that as you do things l'man Hashem, and as you sacrifice, whether you're Moisa Nefesh, the big sacrifice, or you do small sacrifices, the kinds that we really should be doing many times a day, that you sacrifice for Hashem. So that's how you develop an ahava. And again, that's also we understand that as you sacrifice for someone, you develop that kesher, that bond of ahava. So that's the third way. So we could say there's three ways that I found. Maybe there's more, but what the Rishonim talk about is three ways of developing and thereby being able to fulfill this mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs t'midiyos of Avos Hashem.